我们在开始看今天的经文之前呢，我在这里有一个很简单的报告啊。那么我们在6月3号到5号，我们有一个灵命晋升会。
In between June 3rd and June 5th, there will be a deeper in our spiritual life.
我们请到的讲员是张路加牧师。
The speaker is Reverend 张路加。
那么他是在北美，在到处都人都知道。
He is well known all over, especially in North America.
他也做很多中国的事工。
He has many ministries in China.
所以我们很欢迎，如果你们有时间的话，那么可以来参加，是在6月3号、6月4号晚上，然后还有就是6月5号6月5号是我们主日崇拜，所以6月3号跟6月4号晚上。
So you are all welcome to come on the evenings of June 3rd, June 4th, those Friday nights and Saturday nights.
那么他这次的题目呢，是讲到荣耀的生命。
So the topic is the glorious life.
所以也盼望弟兄姐妹也为他祷告。
I also wish that we all would pray for him.
我等一下会留一个单子给留在教会里面。
I will leave one of this back for the church to read.
我们一起祷告好不好？
Let us pray.
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
感谢你，你自己的爱激励着我们。
It is your love that motivated us.
也让我们能够把我们自己完完全全的奉献在你的手中。
So that we could completely surrender ourselves into thy hands.
其实我们没有什么可以给你的。
There's nothing we can give to you.
但是我们仍然愿意把我们自己完完全全奉献在你的手中。
And yet we want to totally surrender all ourselves to you.
求你使用。
May you use us.
我们谢谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you and pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我看到你们的新的网站
啊。I saw your new web address.
这个做得很好啊。
It was well done.
不过当然你不能从我的口里面来听哈，因为我不懂这些东西。
Of course you cannot trust my words because I'm not an expert on this.
我用起来很方便啊。
But it's easy to use.
感谢神哈。一方面呢，我是看看你们最近的主日信息是讲些什么。
One purpose I look at is to see what has been the messages on your Sunday services.
免得我讲重复的道。
So that I will not repeat it.
有时候不晓得，如果万一 上一次讲过了，这次又讲。
Sometimes it is unavoidable that when we speak something that has already been spoken.
因为现在年纪大了，有时候不晓得在哪里讲过什么道。
Especially when I get old, I don't know which topic is spoken at what place.
另一方面也是看看能不能配合你们教会的主题。
So in other word, you can see if I can help and match the needs of the church.
我看见你们第三周是为宣教祷告。
I know that on the third week you pray for the missions.
很感谢神哦。
And thank God.
我相信神会祝福你们。
I believe God will bless you.
那么今天呢，我想用马太福音第9章35节一直到第10章第4节，我们来思想这个问题。
So today we shall use Matthew chapter 9 verse 35 to chapter 10 verse 4 to study this theme.
那么马太福音里面总共主耶稣有五个讲道。
In Matthew there's five sermons by our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣讲道蛮长的。
Our Lord Jesus' sermon are quite long.
从我们现在看起来的话，我们要去了解的话，真的里面有很多的东西。
If we want to look and understand, they are rich in many content.
那第一个，我们以前经过很长的一段时间，我们从马太福音第五章一直到第七章，那是主耶稣的第一个讲道。
So in the past, we started from Matthew 5 until Matthew 7, which was the first sermon of our Lord Jesus.
那么第十章就是第二个。
In chapter 10, this is the second sermon.
那么第十章这个跟宣教很有关系的。
So chapter 10 is related to evangelism.
那么刚才我们已经读过了，不过我们在看在马太福音第九章三十四节哈。
We have just read it, but now let's read verse 34, chapter 9.
我们先了解一下前后部的情形。
So we can understand the context.
那么在那里呢，三十四节，法利赛人却说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
In verse 34, but the Pharisees said he casts out demons by the prince of the demons.
因为耶稣靠着圣灵，他行了神迹。
Because Jesus had performed miracles in spirit.
他在前面赶出了一个哑巴鬼。
She has chased out a demon that was caused by death.
那么众人都很稀奇。
So people were wondered.
因为他们觉得以色列人中从来没有发生过这种事情。
Because this kind of thing has never happened before.
那么在这里，圣灵借着马太，我自己是这样子看，圣灵借着马太给这个法利赛人记了一笔账。
The way I see it, that the Spirit used Matthew to lay the accusation of the Pharisees.
因为他们说主耶稣是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
Because they claim that Jesus chased demons by the power of the prince of demons.
那么这一笔账一直到第十二章，我们看一下十二章二十三节的时候才算了总账。
So this debt was completely repaid in by chapter 12.
或者是说主耶稣就回答他们的问题。
Or we can say that Jesus finally answered the question.
但那个女人又是一个神迹，叫一个又瞎又哑的人啊，他结果又能说话，又能看见。
So in there he performed another miracle to make a blind and dumb person who can see and talk.
让众人都很惊奇，说这不是大卫的子孙吗？
So people were surprised. So isn't this the descendants of David?
法利赛人又做了同样的事情。
And the Pharisees commit the same mistake.
他们听见就说这个人赶鬼无非是靠着鬼王别西卜啊。
So he says the only way this person who can chase out demons according to the power of the believer.
耶稣在那个地方才回答他们。
So Jesus at that point answered them.
我们在那个第九章那边的时候也没有回答他们。
When we go back to chapter 9, at that place, Jesus did not answer them.
但是我们晓得法利赛人，或者是说很多犹太人哈，就因此拒绝了耶稣。
But we know many of the Jews refused Jesus at that time.
在这种情况之下，耶稣仍然继续做他的工。
And in such condition, Jesus continued to work.
就是神吩咐要他做的事情。
To do what the God has ordered him to do. To do what he ought to do when he came to this world.
神差他来的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of God sent him?
他就是要完成神的拯救的大计。
So he is to complete the great plan that God wants to save.
接下去，他就拣选了门徒，差遣他们出去。
So continued, he started choosing his disciples and sent them out.
叫他们去做。
Tell them to do the work.
然后在第十章第一节那边的时候呢，就是耶稣装备他们，叫他们出去。
So in verse 10, he says Jesus started equipping them to send them out.
所以我们今天来看一下，当我们在教会里面怎么应该怎么样做宣教的工作。
So today we study how to the church prepare the missionary work.
因为很多时候我们就是在宣教周的时候或宣教月的时候，我们就请一个讲员来，然后讲一通之后，然后呢，我们就结束了。
Usually in our church we would invite a speaker during the month of mission and speak a sermon on mission, and then that's all we do.
但是这一段经文让我们看见一个教会应该怎么样准备做宣教的工作。
So in this passage it teaches us how does the church prepare missionary work.
我们看见第一个是主耶稣他所行的他所做的事情。
First we need to see what the thing that Jesus has performed.
在这段经文第二个我们看见就是主耶稣的心肠。
And then we need to see the heart of our Lord Jesus.
第三件事情我们看见就是主耶稣差遣他的门徒出去。
So the third we see how Jesus sent his disciples.
代表他。
To represent him,
宣扬他的道
to proclaim his gospel.
那我们从这一段经文，我们看见主耶稣怎么预备他的十二个门徒，差遣他们出去。
So from this passage, we see how that Jesus prepared his apostles.
刚才我们念的十二个门徒里面有一个出卖耶稣的，对不对？
Yeah, this is one of the apostles who betrayed Jesus.
剩下的十一个门徒，所有的除了约翰之外，其他全部都是可以说是殉道。
So all the remaining 11 except John, they all are martyrs.
约翰后来还是被关在一个拔摩海岛上面。
So John was imprisoned in the island of Patmos.
据教会外面的传统说呢，他那个时候已经是95岁了。
According to the tradition, at that time John was 95 years old.
然后他从来没有再活着从离开那个岛。
And he never left that island.
这就是我们今天我们要看的。
This is what we are going to see today.
第一件事情，当我们看见这些犹太人反对他的时候，反对耶稣的时候
，So when those Jews who oppose Jesus,
耶稣还是继续做他一直在做的事情。
Jesus continues to do what he has been doing.
我们现在看一下马太福音第四章二十三节。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 23.
马太福音四章二十三节，我们一起来念。
We'll read verse 23 together.
耶稣从便加利利在各会堂里教训传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症，再回到九章三十五节来。九章三十五节，我们一起来念。
We'll go back to chapter 9, verse 35. We'll read together.
一起。宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。看到没有？主耶稣一开始就是做这些事情。
Did you see at the very beginning, Jesus was doing the same work?
那么在这个时候也是做同样的事情。
At this time, Jesus continued to do the same.
他做这些事情的时候，他总是带领着他的门徒跟着他去的。
As he was performing those work, he brought all his disciples with him.
那么九章三十五节在这里，他带着这些门徒到各城各乡，在会堂里教训人。
So in verse 35, Jesus led all the people throughout the cities, villages, and teaching the synagogues.
这是犹太人的会堂。
This is the Jewish synagogues.
那时候主的工作，如果你仔细去看主耶稣的生平的话，你发现他主要的工作都是在加利利。
If you study his life, you know most of his work were done at the area of Galilee.
他没有想要做许许多多的事情。
He didn't want to think and do many, many things.
他选了十二个门徒跟着他。
He chose the 12 disciples to follow him.
他就是在加利利做这些事情。
He did all this in Galilee.
他也是在做的当中，他也训练他的门徒。
Through doing, they also trained his disciples.
他只做父要他做的事情。
He only does the thing that the Father asked him to do.
然后训练他们。
And then they train them.
准备差他们出去。
Prepare them so they can be sent out.
他做些什么呢？
What does he do?
第一件事情，他在会堂里教训人。
He first taught people in the synagogue.
教导。
Teaching.
那么这就是他把天国的福音 告诉大家,
this is why to give the gospel of kingdom to all the people. Teach them what they should do.
也教导他们他们所听到的跟这个神的律法之间的差别.
He also tells them the difference between what he teaches them and what the law teaches.
这是我们在马太福音五六七三章我们所看到的.
That's why we read in chapter 5, 6, and 7 in Matthew.
第一件事情，他教导。
The first is to teach.
第二件事情，他宣讲天国的福音。
The second is to proclaim the gospel of kingdom.
那么这个字呢，这个宣讲呢，其实它原来的意思就是说 preaching，就是我们现在所说的讲道。
So proclaim, the original word is to preach.
就是把好消息告诉他们,
to give people the good news.
那么这个意思是什么呢? 就是他好像记不记得我们看古时候的片子的时候，这个王啊，要差遣他的这个使者出去的时候，宣告一些事情的时候。 这就是这个意思。
The meaning is like the king was sending out his representatives to announce.
就是宣告王的命令,
to proclaim the orders of the king.
目的就是要让人听见,
purpose for people to hear.
那么这是第二件事情他做的,
the second thing that he did.
第三件事情他做的就是医治各样的病症。
So the third is healing all kinds of afflictions.
我们都知道主耶稣来到这个世界上，他行神迹，他医病赶鬼的目的是要显明他就是那位弥赛亚。
We know the purpose that Jesus came to heal and to change the demons is to prove he is Messiah.
是神所差的。
He is the God sent.
他医治人。
So he heals.
他也叫他们知道，他可以赦免人的罪。
He let people know he can forgive sins.
记不记得有一个瘫子到他们面前？Remember
the paralytic came to him.
主耶稣告诉他说：“你的罪赦免。”
So Jesus told him, your sins are forgiven.
旁边的人就哇，就起了哄了。
So all the people started right.
他说这个人说健忘的话。
So he was blasphemy.
人怎么可以赦免人的罪呢？
How can people forgive the sins?
只有神才可以赦免人的罪。
Only God can forgive.
然后他就问这些人，他说你叫他起来行走。 还有叫他说他的罪得赦免，哪一个容易？ 主耶稣不是要回答哪一个是容易。
Jesus did not mean to answer the question.
主耶稣就是要让他们知道，他就是那位从天上被拆下来的弥赛亚。
So Jesus wanted them to know he is the one who sent from heaven, the Messiah.
他有赦罪的权柄。
He has the authority to forgive sins.
他要把人带到与神和好。
He will bring people to be reconciled with God.
我们都知道耶稣后来他就用自己的身体钉在十字架上，为我们流血舍身。
叫我们能够与神和好。所以，我们知道到later，Jesus nailed his own body on the cross and blessed, so we can be reconciled with God。虽然当时有许许多多人反对他，but many people opposed him。我们知道到最后，所有的人都是告都教说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。But we know to the very end, all the people yelled, nail him, nail him。但是主耶稣他没有违背父神叫他做的事情。
不管外面的逼迫是怎么样，但是我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在准备宣教的事情的时候，我们教会在 教导的人。
We need to teach like Jesus.
我们要宣讲。
We need to proclaim.
还有就是我们要带人认罪悔改，教导他们做门徒。
We should lead people to confess and repent and teach them how to be disciples.
这是第一件事情，教会准备宣教的事情，我们该做的。
So this is the thing we need to do as we prepare for mission work.
第二个，我们看再看看经文里面。
The second, let's read the passages.
在36节，他说看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
When he saw the cross, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like a sheep without a shepherd.
在当时，也许在他周围的人看见这些人是另外一种看法。
Maybe the people around him see the people with different
viewpoints.
But in Jesus' eyes, they were embarrassed, helpless, and without a shepherd.
主耶稣在这里是跟从旧约来的一个观念。
Here there was a concept came from the Old Testament,
或者是说旧约里面的描述,
or one of the descriptions of the Old Testament.
旧约描述以色列人是在什么样的人？就是在那些邪恶的牧人，还有假的牧人手下。
So they described the Israelites under the leading of false shepherds and false teachers. And it was under the control of the wicked and selfish shepherds.
我们看一个例子啊，在列王记上22章17节。
So let's go to 1 Kings verse 22.
17节，verse 17啊，在这里呢，我们如果你很好奇，你想要知道他的故事内容的话，你去前后文去看啊。我只用这个17节，米该亚说：“我看见以色列众民散在山上，如同没有牧人的羊群一般。”耶和华说：“这民没有主人，他们可以平平安安的各归各家去吧。”这就是我们看见旧约里面的例子啊。
Verse 17 is the example of the Old Testament of the Israelites. 还有我们再看看旧约最后一个撒加利亚先知，他怎么讲？在第十章二到三节啊，我念给你们听。在撒加利亚书十章二到三节，他说：“因为家神所言的是虚空。”
仆士所见的是虚假，做梦者所说的是假梦。他们白白的安慰人，所以众人如羊群流离，因无牧人就受苦。我的怒气向牧人发作，我必惩罚公山羊，因为我万军之耶和华眷顾自己的羊群，就是犹大家，必使他们如俱马在镇上。在这里，让我们看见。
主耶稣他知道以色列人的情形。So in Zechariah chapter 10 verse 2 and 3, we can see that Jesus knows the situation of the Israelites. 因为主耶稣看见这些人的光景。So he saw the situation. 他也带门徒看见这些情形。He also led all the disciples to see the situation. 教会也是一样。
Church is the same.
Not only do we need to teach the Bible's teaching, the sermon's teaching, the teachers, and also the teachers.
我们要从主的眼光，从神的眼光来看这个世界上。
We also need to see the world from the Lord's perspective and the God's perspective. So the people, in his eyes, he saw the people are lost. Jesus called himself a good shepherd. Let's go to John chapter 10.
我念给你们听啊，约翰福音第十章11节到16节，在这里他说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是故宫不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的。他看见狼来了，就撇下羊逃走。狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。故宫逃走，因他是故宫，并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，这是主耶稣讲的啊。我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。” 正如父认识我，我也认识父一样。 并且我为羊舍命，我另外有羊不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且合成一群归一个牧人了。主耶稣在这里就告诉我们他是好牧人。
So Jesus tells us here, he is a good shepherd.
教会也有这个责任。
And the church has the responsibility.
我们不单要像主耶稣一样的看世人。
Not only do we need to look at the world like Jesus did.
我们也要像他一样，我们要把人带到他的面前，让人知道他是好牧人。
So we should also like what he did, bring people to him, let them know that he is the good shepherd.
那么下面一个第三个，我们怎么准备呢？
So the third thing to prepare.
那么就是在我们再回到马太福音第九章啊。
Now we go back to Matthew chapter 9.
那么最后那一节，就第九章的最后一节。
So the last verse of chapter 9.
37节，于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以看到没有，他有一个所以啊，为什么？前面他告诉我们了，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。那么在这里他告诉我们要收的庄稼多。
So here tell us the harvest is many,
工人不够，
and there are not enough laborers.
所以我们要出去，
so we need to go out.
我们要祷告，
we need to pray.
因为前面这是一个命令，
this is a command.
我们要为宣教的工作祷告，
we ought to pray for the missionary work.
我们也要为宣教事祷告，
we need to pray for the missionaries.
我们要看重这些事情，
we need to emphasize and treasure those things.
我们要求神差遣对工人出去，
we'll also ask the Lord to send out the right people.
那么这些工人是主耶稣他自己呼召的。
These are the workers that Jesus called to himself.
那么这些人不是因为有兴趣，
this is not because they are interested in it.
或者是看见有这个什么有什么需要，
and because not because they see the need.
而是这些人是主呼召他们，差遣他们出去的。
So these people are called and sent by the Lord.
因为主呼召他们，
because the Lord called them.
是主的心意。
It is our Lord's will.
不是因为人做了些什么事情，
It's not because we have done something.
也不是因为情绪的激动，
Not because we're excited because of emotion.
乃是主他要跟随的就是跟随主他自己。
They want, because they want to follow the Lord himself.
因为如果不是主的呼召，
It is not called by the Lord.
因为如果不是主的差遣，
It is not sent by the Lord.
是其他的原因的话，
For other reasons.
当他到开始要做的时候，
When they begin to work,
如果这个需要或者是说其他的原因不见，
There's no more the need.
他原定的目标也没有了，
They lost their purpose.
或者是说他自己的目标达不成的时候，
they cannot reach their purpose,
他就会退缩，
then they will retreat.
只有跟着主才会一直的走下去。
Only we can follow the Lord and continue to work.
所以主耶稣告诉我们要为这些事情祷告。
So Jesus told us we have to pray for this.
不但是为宣教士祷告，
Not only pray for the missionaries,
为教会祷告，
Also pray for the church.
所以教会可以差遣人出去，
So the church can send people.
还有一个，你要为你自己祷告，
and you have to pray for yourself.
所以我今天的题目后面有一个 blank.
So today in the topic there is a hyphen.
我的目的是什么？
What is my purpose?
我的目的就是要叫你把你自己的名字填在上面。
I want you to fill in the blank up with your name.
你说哇，我又不懂这些事情，我刚刚才信主。
Diligently pray.
从主耶稣眼光看这件事情，
and look at things from Jesus' perspective.
不知道什么时候会差遣。
You never know when they sent you. But you pray for yourself. Or you can pray for your own children.
把你自己的名字写在上面,
put your name there.
求主差遣, 下面就是你的名字。
So ask the Lord to send the names of the plan.
最后我们看见主的行动,
then we see the Lord's action.
就是在第十章第一节,
the first verse of chapter 10.
主差遣他们出去,
God sent them. The Lord sent them.
教会要差遣,
the church needs to send.
使徒行传第十三章，在那里告诉我们在安提阿的教会里面。
So in Acts chapter 13, it tells us the church of
Antioch.使他们的领袖还有他们的教士们在那里一起祷告，一面侍奉，一面祷告。
So their leaders in the church, they were serving and praying together.
甚至禁食祷告。They
even fast and pray.
最后神借着圣灵向他们显明，
so finally God revealed to them through the Spirit.
告诉他们，我要把你们两个教士差遣出去。
So I will send two of you out.
一个就是巴拿巴，一个就是保罗，
Paul and Barnabas.
这就是神显明了他们的心意。
This is how God is revealing.
弟兄姐妹，我们刚才看见准备宣教的事，说实在话，不在乎教会的大小。
So when you prepare for ministry, it doesn't matter how big or small the church is.
重要的是我们要相信耶稣。
Importantly, we need to believe in Jesus.
因为天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给他了。
Because all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him.
所以他才宣告，他说要我们出去做这些事情。
So he proclaimed, told us, sent us to do this.
就是相信耶稣。
To believe in Jesus.
今天我们要顺服他。
We are obedient to him.
像主耶稣的十二个门徒一样。
Just like the 12 apostles.
那么教会怎么样准备宣教的事情。
How the church prepare for missionary work.
一直都在做。
Continue to do.
你们教会是不是也注重教导。
Do you also emphasize teaching?
你们也注重宣讲, 就是传道。
You emphasize on proclaiming?
就是一直在做。
Continue to do it.
我们要去体贴神的心意。
We need to understand God's mind.
我们要祷告。
We want to pray.
感谢神啊。
We thank God.
不知道, 我也不知道你们支持的宣教士有多少。
I don't know how many missionaries are supporting.
我们要常常为他们祷告。我们鼓励你们，真的是有的时候有空的时候，如果你去度假的时候，经过那边转一下，去看看他们。
So I encourage you, if you are on your vacation, if you pass by the missionary work, you go visit them.
我们教会有个宣教士很有意思。
We have a missionary in our church.
我那时候心里面真的是对他很有负担。
I was burdened for him.
后来我就告诉教会，我说我要决定做一件事情，我要去看他。
So I told the church I want to go visit him.
后来我去看他的时候，他告诉我，
When I went to visit him, he told me.
他说，你是第一个牧师来看我的。
He said, you are the first pastor who came to see me.
我也不知道我做的事情有什么了不起。
I didn't know what I did was so great.
但是后来他常常提这件事情。
In my 28 years in the mission field, he's the only pastor who came to see me.
因为你们，我告诉你，这些宣教士，如果有人去看他们，他们心里面会非常非常感激。
So you know the missionaries, if you go to visit them, they thank you in their hearts.
尤其是传福音在很艰难的情况之下。
Especially when they are working in a difficult situation.
你们现在还没有牧者。
Now you do not have pastor yet.
如果刘心以后来的时候，我会告诉他。
I will tell brother when he comes.
我也希望你们中间真的是有人，如果常常 travel， 然后你知道你们的 missionary 在哪里，去看看他们。
if you really you like to travel, you know where the missionaries are, you should go visit them.
感谢神，我最后呢，我想带一笔哈。
Now I think about Daniel.
我要讲另外一件事情。你们很感谢神，你们神为你们预备了一个新的传道人。
I thank God that prepared a ministry for you.
我们都认识他，对不对
？We all know him, right?
我也很认识他。
I know him well.
但是我在这里我没有跟他讲这些事情啊。但是我在这里我要跟你们一些劝勉。
There's something I haven't told him, but I want to encourage you.
我鼓励你们要跟他一同成长。
I encourage you to grow with him together.
不要把他当成一个像有了几十年传道经验的传道人。
Don't treat him as if he has a lot of years of experience.
在这一方面，新。
He is new.
信主的时间也跟你们差不多。
The days of his being a believer is about the same too. He needs to grow.
需要跟你们一起成长。
He needs to grow together with you.
我的意思就是你们要爱护他。
So my purpose is that you need to care and love him.
第二个。
The second.
不要。我用英文讲啊，不要 BOGO， B-O-G-O， 我想每年弟兄不了解这个意思啊。换句话讲，就是买一送一，还是不懂啊。我们有的时候在教会里面，我们请一个传道人来。
So sometimes in our church, when we invite a minister,
我们付给这个教会薪水。
We gave him salary.
但是我们心里面有一个观念，就是买一送一。
So we have the concept we buy one and get one free.
就是我们对师母的要求。
It's our demand for the pastor's wife.
因为你们这个师母是牧师的帮手。
So we know that she is the helper of the pastor.
不是来管理教会的。
She didn't come here to manage the church.
她是要帮助她的先生。
She's going to help her husband.
让她的先生可以专心一意的在教会里面服侍。
So her husband can concentrate on his work in the church.
千万不要有广告上面所写的 BOGO 啊。
So don't treat her as buy one get one free.
你们中间有人笑啊
？Some of you laugh.
你在教会里面久了之后，你会知道这些事情。第三个，要为他们祷告。
The third, pray for them.
常常为他们祷告。
Frequently pray for them.
这就是我最后，因为我知道他很快就会来了，是吧
？Yes.
什么时候
？I think it's the third week of June.
哦，我还以为。所以他本来的第三个礼拜
来，
对不对？所以他就
讲
到第三
个。七月开始，July开始
，June July。好好为他们祷告。
So pray for them，
好吗
？Shall we？
愿不愿意
？We willing？
愿意的举手。等一下，不要放那么快就放下去，我要好好看一下。
可以，没有举手。
好，请放下，我们一起祷告啊！
那是错的。
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for our
眷顾 MMCC.
May you care for MMCC.
你一直在这里掌管你自己的事情。
You have control all things here.
我们感谢你为他们预备了一位牧者。
We thank you for preparing them a shepherd.
我们相信你为他们所预备的就是他们最需要的。
I believe that what Jeff prepared is what they needed the most.
我们继续的为刘星他们一家祷告。
We continue to pray for the family of Brother Xing.
刘星也为着教会每一位弟兄姐妹祷告。
Also pray for each of our members of this church.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus.